everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 316, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor, and we'll get right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new, this is a quick episode that I record each week where I share with you what's on my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I do also have a blog post on my website at lolasfrugallife.com that has links to any recipes that I mention in the meal post, The blog post has links to any of the recipes that I mention in today's episode for any recipes that are found from a specific website. So that comes out each week when this episode comes out. The meal plan that I share is just for dinners, and it's my family's real meal plan. So it's just what I'm making. So I do rotate my meals on a regular basis. So it's not going to be always new things. I do use kind of like a meal rotation to make my meal planning easy. But lately, I feel like I've been throwing in a little bit more new recipes than usual. But it just depends on what my timing and life is like at the moment and if I have time to add new recipes or not. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, July 2nd. For Saturday, I'm going to be making chicken cutlets. I don't have a recipe for this. I basically just take chicken breast and I kind of slice it so it's thinner, and then I just dip it in egg and breadcrumb and fry it in a frying pan. I haven't made that in a really long time. I usually make some type of baked breaded chicken, but my kids have been asking for like real chicken, like real fried breaded chicken cutlets, so I'm going to be making those for Saturday. And then as a side dish, I actually am going to be trying a new salad, I think. I don't remember if I made this recipe before. Now that I think of it, I may have actually tried this, but I really can't remember. But anyway, it sounds like it's going to be good. It's called 5-Ingredient Simple Green Pasta Salad. It's from pinchofyum.com. And it's basically made with, it says 2 cups of small tubular pasta. So that would be like a ditalini type pasta. And then it has green beans and spinach. And it says basil and olive oil spread. I think what I wound up using was just some pesto for that part of the ingredient. I think I did make this before, now that I think of that pesto part. But I'm going to have this. It seems new-ish, but if I have made it before, I may have only made it once. But I think that would go really good with the chicken cutlets. And it's got pasta and veggies and everything, so I'm just going to do that one side dish for the meal. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing Cuban-style pork chops. This is from foodnetwork.com. This is one of my favorite things to make on the grill in the summer. You basically marinate the pork chops for a little while. I think it's like up to 2 hours in like a citrus, it's like orange juice and lime juice type marinade. And then you stuff them, like you have to like butterfly them. You know, you kind of slice them down the center, but keep the back end intact so that you can kind of stuff them, and you fill them with ham and Swiss cheese, and you grill them on the grill, and it tastes so good. Like, I feel like it's like almost like one of those like fancy type grilled things that you would like get in a restaurant. It's one of my favorite things to make in the summer, so I'm going to be doing that. And then I am going to be trying a new recipe, which is called baked Parmesan zucchini. So for this recipe, you take zucchini and you slice it up into like kind of like sticks, like you quarter the zucchini, and you bake it in the oven, topped with like Parmesan and some seasonings, and you drizzle it with olive oil and you bake it in the oven, and it looked like it would be really good. So I feel like I'm going to need to add one more thing to that meal maybe, but it's probably enough because the pork chops are really filling and they do have the ham and the cheese and then the baked zucchini. I think that'll be enough. Usually with that type of meal, I would have another side, but I'm going kind of simple this week with summer and everything. So a lot of times I've been doing like one side dish that incorporates kind of multiple things. But that one is kind of mostly just a veggie, so I probably could throw in something else, but I think I'll probably just stick with that. For Monday, July 4th, 4th of July, I am going to just be doing a ribeye steak. I do these once every 4 weeks. I don't really have a recipe link to share. I just take a ribeye steak and I marinate it in a Ziploc bag with Montreal steak seasoning and olive oil and red wine vinegar, and then I'll just throw it on the grill. And it's so easy to make and it comes out really good. I'm not super great at cooking steak, but ribeye steaks usually seem to come out pretty good. So that's what I'm doing for that. And then I'm just going to make a rainbow rotini salad, which is from allrecipes.com. I made this a couple weeks ago. It's a good pasta dish to make in the summer. It's just like your typical, you know, tri-colored rotini pasta salad. It's got tomatoes and peppers and onion and cucumber and broccoli and mushrooms and all that, and then you just pour Italian salad dressing over top of it, mix together, put it in the fridge, let it get cold for a while, and that's that. So I thought that would go good as a side dish with the steak, and it's got the pasta and the veggies and all together. So again, I'm just doing the one dish for one side dish for that. For Tuesday is when I do like a Mexican theme meal. So last week I tried a new recipe. I'm going to be trying another new recipe this week. I've been trying to add in kind of more variety for the Mexican theme night rather than just like the tacos or fajitas like I usually make. So this week I'm going to be trying something called authentic Mexican picadillo. I'm sure I totally am saying that wrong, but basically it's like, I think it's like a one pan dish. I honestly didn't fully read through this yet. I have to look and see what's involved in making it, but it seemed pretty basic when I looked at it the first time. It's got like potatoes and carrots and ground beef and like beef broth and seasonings and things like that. It's kind of, I believe it's like a one pot dish, so it sounds like it would be really good, like for something different. So we're going to try that. And it's stovetop, so it's not like I'm going to be heating up the oven or anything like that if it's super hot. Wednesday, we do seafood. So this Wednesday is our salmon night. I'm just going to be doing baked salmon. I don't have a recipe to share for this one. I just buy the frozen salmon and I will defrost it. And then I just brush it with olive oil and season it with the Smokehouse Maple seasoning by McCormick. And then I bake it in the oven at 450 for 10 to 12 minutes. And it seems to always come out perfect that way. And then I'll just do some egg noodles. I just boil up some egg noodles and butter them. Sometimes I'll add a little olive oil if they need a little extra. And then I'm just going to do some frozen vegetables on the side with that, like the steamed fresh type, whatever I happen to have in the freezer. And that's a really super quick, easy meal. For Thursday, I always do either soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner. So this week I'm going to be doing slow cooker split pea soup. If you like split pea soup and you've never made it in, you know what? That's not the recipe I wanted, actually. I made a mistake on my meal plan. That is supposed to be instant pot split pea soup. I accidentally chose the crock pot one. And I'm sure that's fine too, but I don't know why I chose that recipe, because the one I always make is instant pot split pea soup. So that's actually the one I'm going to share on the blog post. But if you like split pea soup and you've never made it in an instant pot before, if you have an instant pot, I would definitely recommend trying it, because it cooks so quickly compared to cooking it on the stovetop and waiting for the split peas to get soft. It just comes out so much quicker and easier. So that recipe is from foodnetwork.com, instant pot split pea soup. And then I will be making some ditalinis to go with it. I usually make them and keep them on the side, and then everyone adds them as they want them. Otherwise, they seem to absorb so much of the liquid from the split pea soup, and then it just turns into like this big mush. So I always kind of cook the pasta and then just keep it on the side, and then we add it to our bowl as we're eating the soup. So then the last meal for this week is Friday, July 8th. I'm going to be doing oven-fried breaded pork chops, which is from skinnytaste.com. This is just your typical pork chop where you dip it in egg. And then this one calls for a mixture of panko breadcrumbs and crushed cornflakes, and then you bake it in the oven These come out really good. I haven't made them in a while. And I actually am trying another new recipe this week. Arancini balls, which is basically rice balls, like Italian rice balls. This one looked like it'd be pretty easy to make. Although it's definitely a little bit more work than like the normal side dishes that I would do, but it just sounded really good. It's like rice and cheese, and then you dip them in breadcrumbs and you fry them up to make like little fried rice balls. So I'm going to try that to go with the pork chops. And then again, I'm just going to do a bag of frozen vegetables to go with that meal. So that is it for this week's meal plan. I hope this maybe inspired you to get your meal plan together, or just maybe you heard something you might want to try. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. Like I said, you can find the blog post for this meal plan and all of my other weekly meal plans at lolasfrugallife.com. And I would love to have you join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what help boost my show in search results when people are looking for a show similar to this one. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?